The Paradise Valley Sanitarium, an opportunity to help. The Lord has greatly blessed His people in Southern California by enabling them to secure, at very low cost, valuable properties that can be utilized for institutional work. At Fernando, at Loma Linda, at Glendale, and at Paradise Valley, He has manifestly gone before us, preparing the way. For years, the Lord instructed us that we should have a sanitarium in the vicinity of San Diego, where many thousands of tourists come every season. In the winter of 1903 to 04, when the way opened up for us to purchase the Paradise Valley Sanitarium property, about 6 miles from San Diego, a few brethren and sisters at first bore the entire financial burden. They felt clear in doing this because of the necessity of doing something at once, at a time when others hesitated to advance in the opening providence of God. In equipping the Paradise Valley Sanitarium for effective work, it has been necessary to provide adequate treatment rooms and other facilities, and additional rooms for patients and helpers. The founders of the institution advanced what they could spare for this work, and the balance was hired at low rates of interest. Some of these loans have been paid, and others are now coming due. Until the indebtedness of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium can be met by increased profits and through the sale of Ministry of Healing, the institution will need to continue to hire money from the friends of the cause which it represents. The Brethren and Sisters of the Southern California Conference have done much to help the three sanitariums in their territory, and our friends in the East have lent their assistance. In this, they have done well. At the August 1908 camp meeting in Los Angeles, our brethren pledged many thousands of dollars to the foreign missions, and Sister Gotzian, who has been a strong supporter of our California sanitariums, is desirous of transferring some of her means to the needy enterprises in Nashville, Madison, and Huntsville. Our brethren in charge of our sanitarium work must not be left destitute of sufficient means to carry on the medical missionary work in an acceptable way. And just now, when our people in Southern California are struggling to build up a strong work in that important missionary field, we should study ways and means of strengthening their hands. I would therefore urge our brethren and sisters to whom the Lord has entrusted the talent of means to consider the advisability of loaning money to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium at a low rate of interest or without interest, so that this institution can be in a position to do, without embarrassment, a thorough work to the honor and glory of God.